views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and Happy New Year. We're back. For those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, the beauty is, if you don't live in the state of Washington, she does phone consultation. She does the accelerated performance system, which is a technique of muscle testing the body, going through her system and figuring out exactly what's going on, then recommends a whole food nutrition product which gets into your body, balances it, and brings you back to optimal health. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and yes, Mary Jane is my mom. And today we're talking about what is blocking you from optimal health. And what?
Thank you, Nancy.
She's looking at me, pointing at something. See, it's going to be a good show. I can tell. I'm in one of my moods. So hopefully people are going to get a lot of good information and have a couple of giggles or two.
And we just want to remind you that if you do call the office today, we're updating our computer and our system. So you won't reach Rhonda. You're going to have to leave a message today, and then Monday, first thing Monday morning, Rhonda will get back to you or email you information.
That's what you wanted me to say right now? You're kidding me. No, and Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. Rhonda's always on the ball, but today
she's working with the computer guy.
Very focused, working with Nick, so... Anyway,
all right.
So what's blocking you from optimal health?
Well, we're going to talk about the first of all, when people are looking for success in their health, what they're doing is they decide finally to go to a doctor, possibly, and they go to their doctor, and then they have all kinds of tests, and the doctor comes back with all the tests are normal and everything's good. And yet you know it's not. You're not good, you don't feel good, something's wrong, but you can't really pinpoint it. And then the next thing is that, for one thing, you have to recognize what you're doing, how it's working or not working. And most people, when they have an issue, say it's a digestive issue, well, what they start doing is, they don't even know maybe it's a digestive issue. They could have other symptoms like allergies or inflammation in their body, but they don't know exactly where that's coming from. So then they start to, but they do realize, well, when I eat certain foods, I notice that that really affects me and I have more problems. So then they start eliminating those foods, or it's mostly different foods. So they'll eliminate whatever it is that's affecting them, and then they feel good. So they think they have it under control.
The problem is solved.
It's solved. I feel good. I know that I just can't handle those things. And basically, they're down to very little food. And that works. However, underneath, they still have a problem. Because if they have one of those foods, like, for example, I had a client recently who had... when she ate certain things, she basically was going into anaphylactic shock. She had to give herself injections in order to prevent that. And she had no idea what it was, but she thought it was she was allergic to certain foods or something that they prepared in the food. She didn't know exactly what it was, and the doctors couldn't be specific and tell her, but they did give her the EpiPen for when she needed it. So when you do that, you could stay okay as long as you avoid everything else, but you're not any better. And when someone comes to me, I'm able to determine exactly what's going on with them and with the accelerated performance system. And when I follow the system, the body will tell me in exact order exactly what's going on in their body. And you always follow the body. You don't jump you don't go to the third thing. You take care of the very first thing. And then it's amazing how much everything else will clear up.
Well, and we've said this time and time again, your body has the answer. So if you give your body what it needs, it can heal and correct the imbalance that you have within your body. So you're kind of the body's the messenger, but you're able to tap in and read what the body's trying to tell us.
Exactly. And when people tell me, gee, I've done so many things. I've gone to this naturopath and I've gone to this other healer and I've done all these things and I still have the same issue. Then it's my first red flag there is if you've done, especially if they've done some good things that seem to be pretty effective or some natural healing like emotional healing. That's usually what they haven't. They think they've done emotional healing, but they haven't quite hit what's going on with them. But when they think they've done all these things, you know there's still an emotional block. There's still something going on that they're resisting or haven't been aware of. So everything in your body stores every emotion from the time of conception. And I know some people say, what? How could that be? It's absolute bait. You're born a baby inter utero. If their parents fight all the time and have a lot of issues, that baby picks up on those emotions. And you could see it in the child as they grow up.
And they're also born with their parents' nutritional deficiency.
Exactly. When people talk about it's in the genes, my parents have this and my grandparents had it. Well, that's because, exactly like you say, Nancy, you're born with your parents' nutritional deficiencies. For example, if they've had a bad digestive system and bad gallbladder, you're more likely to get that.
Or chemical sensitivities. That means that you're passing that on. So you can have the chemical sensitivities as a baby.
Exactly. You could have that. You could have kidney issues. You could have anything that the parents might have, you might wind up with, but there's probably a nutritional answer to it. And then so when people come in to me and they say, well, all my parents had this, my grandparents had it, I don't believe that you have to keep passing that down. I believe when you correct it and you have children, your children do not have to be born with that. And that's pretty straightforward, and that's been researched and proven over and over again. So it's like keeping yourself healthy so your children could be healthy. And when you experience an emotion, like even as interutero or children or as adults, whatever it is, that emotion gets stored in an organ. And it, for example, kidneys are fear. So every time you experience fear, that and I'm talking about a fear that kind of startles you or stirs you up.
It doesn't have to be a traumatic thing. It doesn't have to be a traumatic fear. It could be, you know, something.
What you perceive to fear. Yeah.
You could get triggered by something as simple as startling you or, you know, maybe somebody's ill in your family, so you get that fear. I mean, so it doesn't have to be big or small. It just depends on what triggers you specifically.
Exactly. There's no right or wrong. So when you experience that emotion, that gets stored in that organ. For example, fear is kidney. And every time you experience that emotion, that energy from that emotion gets bigger and bigger in the kidney. So the more emotion that's stored in that organ, that's when the organ can no longer handle it, that's when you start experiencing physical issues.
It's amazing. It's when you stop to really think about it and understand it, it's simply amazing. And the best part is there's an answer.
Right.
Because you can tap into that emotional baggage, clear it, or identify it, acknowledge it, and then you're able to move forward. And then with the help of the nutrition, you're able to bring that organ back into balance and be back to optimal health. However, we also block ourselves. It's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
The 24th Annual WOW Conference, United We Change the World, is February 11th through the 15th. Featured guests are Dr. Christine Page on Creative Dragon Energy. Dr. Susan Shumsky will show you how to awaken your third eye. And Mira Kelly will present a two-day intensive workshop on Beyond Past Lives. Join WOW for intimate, experiential, life-changing workshops and evening presentations that will inspire you. You can choose two half-day workshops and receive one half-day workshop for free through December 31st. Join a supportive community of women on their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life. Women of Wisdom is the place to be. This February 11th through the 15th, go to thewowconference.org. That's the WOWconference.org to discover all the diverse offerings WOW has to offer you.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, who is also my mom. And we're here with the most amazing Benny.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Appreciate that.
We just love you so much.
Do what I can.
Yes. Well, you're amazing. So, looks like we have a caller. We're going to go to Anne. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mary Jane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What can I do for you?
I have my right hand. I've got some three fingers that have been tingling and have some numbness to them, needles and pins and numbness. And I, New Year's Day, I started getting some swelliness in my hand. And I actually cook for a living, and I'm right-handed as well. And I went to the doctor and had an x-ray done. And then they had this name for me. Then I went to a neurologist. And I was wondering if there's anything that you could sense from the right hand or coming from another area, or if you might think it's a fracture. Or I was tested for a carpal tunnel, and they said I had carpal tunnel, but the swellingness might be masking it for something else, because the doctor said that there's no swellingness, which is near my wrist and my thumb, with carpal tunnel.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Everything oh, yeah, sense? Absolutely. What's wrong with you is, first of all, your neck is out and your upper back. And when your neck, do you go to a chiropractor at all?
I do, yes.
Have you been to the chiropractor?
Yeah, I've been for 2 years.
Have you been? You've been recently?
Well, I went in December, but I've had the needles and pins for 2 years.
Well, what I get is, first of all, your neck is out and your upper back. And then your first rib is out on your right side, and your elbow and your wrist. Does he ever work on your elbow and your wrist?
He did work on my wrist, yes. He worked on my whole arm. I've had a craniosacral myofascia massage therapist as well work on me. And the needles and pins and continue. And so I've had to stop cooking because I'm not sure. My next visit is to an orthopedic gentleman.
I still get it's a structure thing. I get your structure is still out. Your neck is out. You're out on your upper back is out, your cervicals, like your atlas is out. So all those things are out of alignment. So unless you really are adjusted and lined up properly, that would be, I think that's the first important thing to do. So you say you had this for 2 years and you've been going to the chiropractor. And what does he do? What does he do?
Well, he
what
does
kind
an
of work does he
to
do?
My neck. What kind? He's a sports chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
He's worked on my neck. He's and he does. He moves the fascia in my neck. He's taken pictures of X-rays with my neck. He said there's some degeneration in my neck.
Okay. So then
I don't know if he's the right chiropractor.
Well,
to
he
go
does
to.
Score good. He scores good. So the next question I'm going to ask your body is, if you're going and doing the chiropractic work, why isn't it holding? Because then there's something else that's causing that. So when I ask your body that, then it takes me to your thyroid and your thyroid T1.
Yeah.
Are you on any thyroid medication?
No, because I'm going to an endocrinologist in February, because people want to put me on high blood pressure medication because my blood pressure has been going up and I don't want to go on medication. And I think it's the thyroid. I think it's been adrenals and thyroid all the time. So I don't know if she's going to put me on anything.
Okay, I think it's what I'm picking up is your thyroid T1. And the T1 gives the brain hormone to make the brain happy and also help you metabolize calcium. And it will convert the T4, which is what most people medication, when people are on medication, it's usually for the T4. But what I'm picking up is the T1. So when we correct the T1, then what shows up is, then there's something else that's shown up. Then here's the bottom line. You have some heavy, heavy stuff in your gallbladder, and that's your major problem. That's what's really backing up your gallbladder, and that's what's causing you to go out of alignment, and that's what's causing your hand to not get better. And you've had this for a very, very long time. Do you have gas or bloating? Digestive issues of
gas,
any kind?
I have some gas sometimes, yeah. Not all the time, but...
Yeah. So the bottom line underneath it all is what's really wrong with you is you have a heavy, heavy sludge in the gallbladder. It could be a stone. And then that's why when you're getting adjusted, it's not holding. And you're still having this, having the pins and needles. And I've seen this before, and that's what I pick. When I go directly to your hand and take care of the gallbladder, then your hand goes to a 10. because your hand initially scores a six. So I know.
What does that mean? Your hand.
Your hand should score
a
10 when it's totally healthy. Okay. So when I check your, when I'm checking your hand, the first thing that your body says is you are out of alignment. The second thing is your thyroid is off. But and then the third thing, you remember I talked about priority, but then there are times when you have to be a detective and really question the body and say, what's causing this thyroid to be off and for you to be going out of alignment? What's the bottom line? Then your body takes me right to your gallbladder, and your gallbladder scores a 2 out of 10. So, so if you didn't get to the gallbladder, these other things don't work.
So what emotion does the gallbladder?
Resentment. Resentment. So what's been going on with you the last couple of years? Because you've had this for a while.
Yeah, but the resentment can build up for a long time.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So does that hit home?
So
that, you know, this is this is really the topic of the day. You have these things, but where's it really coming from? You know, what's happening with you? And now it's the, you're the exact typical type person we're talking about. You have this. You're doing all this work. You've done the chiropractor. You've done craniosacral. Now you're going to a neuro doctor. You're looking at orthopedic. You're just trying to find an answer. And so it's like bottom line is what's really going on with you emotionally that's really causing this and driving you. So is there something that you can, that pops out? 1, 2, 3. It's 2.5 years ago.
Well, I wouldn't say 2.5. I'd say it probably goes back to childhood and being resentful of being the youngest in the family. Not sure where I fit. Don't you think that's resentment?
That is, but what stirred you up 2.5 years ago that brought that up? Was there something else? It could be the same type of thing, but was there something that happened 2.5 years ago that kind of brought it to the surface?
I have to think about that because it also could be financial as well. I'm not sure if it's resentment towards a person or resentment because of being in a situation. So I'd have to think about that.
It's resentment being in the situation is what it is. It's not the people.
Okay.
It's the situation.
Not the people. Okay.
So you were just basically the resentment from your childhood, and then this 2.5 years ago, it just kind of, you got re-triggered.
Yeah.
So that's what brought it to the surface again.
Exactly. So the whole thing is no matter what you do, going to a surgeon, an orthopedic, all those things, that is not going to solve your issue. By you looking at and thinking about this, how does this fit? And then really you need to, if you call our office, we could put you on a program for your gallbladder and help you along with this. Then you're going to get well. As soon as you even think about the possibility of this as the emotional basis for it, now we've talked about it, you have a whole different attitude toward it. That starts your healing process and can totally change things. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Just acknowledging it, you're already on the road.
It's not once you figure it out that that's what it is and you don't get into that medical drama, because even if you do that, you'll still have other issues because it's really the emotion that's the cause.
Yeah. And it'll come out. It'll fester somewhere else.
Exactly. Exactly.
As well.
And I don't get you need surgery or anything dramatic. This is not that complicated to change.
It's just some emotion that I've got to take care of that's still within me.
Exactly. And we all have it. So, we all have it.
Oh, I'm sure we do. But for some reason, mine is manifesting here. But I'm with gallbladder, how do you deal with gallbladder?
You call my office and I can put you on a specific program to help you to
clean
get better faster,
out.
To clean it out. You have to use specific products. You can't fool around with it. You're basically a 2 out of you're a 2 out of a 10. So here you're going to an endocrinologist. They basically could your test could be not correct all because of your gallbladder. Because your gallbladder, you know, sometimes other things will be off and that's not what you want to do. You want to have your body in shape, then if you had the test, they'd be accurate. But right now, they wouldn't. Even if they picked up your thyroid, that's not accurate because it's your gallbladder causing your thyroid to be suppressed. That's why this is so much fun.
You don't feel anything in the liver as well?
Well, the liver, the liver is the gallbladder. It's all connected. So it's all connected. It's bile duct. The bile duct lubricates the liver. That goes along with the gallbladder. So when I'm talking gallbladder, always the liver's right there. Yes. Liver's
so
anger.
So if I was taking Synthroid during the year, none of this would help?
No.
Okay.
It's a gallbladder issue, and that's where you got to go.
All right. Thank you so much.
And I will call your office.
All right. Call Rhonda. And remember, you could call and leave your number. We're updating our computers, so she won't get back to you till Monday, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Anne. What a great call. I mean,
it's perfect.
But let's just remind Anne, you're already halfway there because you've identified what the emotion is. So now you can just go ahead and finish the work quickly and easily.
Well, it's like now I don't have something seriously wrong with my hand that's going to need surgery or all this.
And I bet by getting that gallbladder cleaned up, it will also take care of that high blood pressure.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. It's all happening. So Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And if you would like to ask Mary Jane a question, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. It's time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Owen, I just heard about this book on the Dr. Pat Show, and these reviews on Amazon are amazing.
Oh, yeah? What's the book?
It's called Conscious Being by T.J. Woodward.
Oh, he's the Awakened Living radio host.
Yeah. This book looks like just the guide we've been looking for to really connect and make those conscious changes in our everyday relationships and experiences.
I love it. Can we get it on our Kindle apps?
Of course.
To learn more about Conscious Being and author T.J. Woodward, visit ConsciousBeingBook.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information. Listen what I say, oh. I got your hey, oh. Now listen what I say, oh. Oh. When will I know that I really can go to the well one small time to decide on when it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside, come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride, when it's killing.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with the amazing Mary Jane Mack, who's also my mom. Holistic intuitive. She's pretty awesome, even if I do say so myself. And we're here with Benny.
Hey, what's up, ladies?
I love Benny. Okay, our topic today is what is blocking you from your optimal health? And we are going to go to Margo. Hi, Margo. What's your question?
Hi, I just wanted to ask Mary Jane how my gallbladder was looking.
Your gallbladder is not very happy. Your gallbladder is a two. How does your gallbladder feel?
Well, I don't know.
No,
but,
you're
I'll come in and see you.
Yeah, you're a two straight across the board. So you're a two on your left side. Your gallbladder is affecting your whole system. So all your organs are functioning at a two. So you got to be tired. Are you tired?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah. So your brain will be tired, your thyroid won't work, and your heart's in low gear, all those things. So
you could have inflammation in your body.
Yeah. So what
you need, I'll come in and see you, Mary Jane.
I would love you to come in and see me. We take very good care of you.
I know you do. Okay, thank you. I haven't been in for a while, so I better get in.
Okay, we're happy to see you again.
Okay,
thank
thanks
you.
For your day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Margo. Well, let's just talk about the gallbladder. She said, oh, no. I'd like to just share with you what happened to me over the Christmas holiday.
Here we go.
Well, no, it's, well, I think I show the real side. I'm like everybody out there in Radio Land. So out at the ranch, and Mary Jane says to me, it's kind of after the holidays. She says, all right, we're going to start eating, you know, this is it. We're getting back to eating real food. Clean food. I almost fell off the chair. I looked at her and I said, are you kidding me? I said, what have we been eating throughout the holidays? Let me just throw this out. Raw vegetables with dip, barbecued pork, we had some tenderloin, and I'm saying, and we're going to start eating clean? I said, what is there? What is there to eat? But let me just say, once again, last year I was all crazy over the raw veggies. So I'm just throwing back those raw vegetables. Well, whose gallbladder acted up? That would be me. So it can happen, people. You just got to, you know, get it cleaned out, get on the right nutrition product, and get it all fixed. But yeah, she's crazy. She's crazy. We have to start eating clean food again. I'm like, clean food? That's all we've been eating. I mean, I made one batch of cookies and took it to the ranch. You think there was like sugar and crap all over. I'm thinking, she's a little crazy.
Then after
then after the new year, all right, this is it. We're going, this is it. This is the week. I'm thinking, we haven't had anything. Nobody's had anything that was bad.
It wasn't bad. It was just different. And you're right. It wasn't bad. It was all good food. And that's why you feel good through the holidays. And I will say the cookies you made were delicious.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, they were very good.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I made two batches. You know,
they
one
were very
at the
good.
Beginning of December, one closer to Christmas. But yeah.
Well, when you make real food, real cookies with live ingredients, they're healthy. And the energy of them is really high. And that's why they're actually can be good for you.
I know. I'm a big believer. Real sugar, real butter. I mean,
real ingredients.
Real ingredients. Your body knows how to process that. It doesn't know how to process like margarine and all that crazy stuff. Gets in, body's going, what is this? It's just chemicals building up. Okay, I'm rambling. She's giving me the look.
No, I'm not.
Where would you like to go?
No, so getting back to talking the stories about what's going on with you. And now sometimes I'll, you know, I always talk about how easy this process is. And you come in, it's not complicated. And then people say, you know, Mary Jane, it really is complicated, but you really make it easy. So we have an advantage when we're working with you. So when I do a program for you and people follow the program, there is sometimes that one individual that who starts out and they're doing great and they feel good and they think I'm totally wonderful and things are going along. Then they go a little further into the process. And this may be somebody who's had one major issue wrong for a very long time, who has avoided all those other foods and things so that they don't flare up. So now they're going along fine. But now what I've done is given them good nutrition that is now making their body work. So their body hasn't really had to work in a long time because they've kept it in this low gear, you might say. So when their body starts working and their heart is stronger and everything's like, think about your muscles actually contracting and moving things. Well, you're moving a lot of sludge and old stuff from the rest of your body. And now that can stir things up. So when, and it stirs up your emotions, it stirs up everything you've been suppressing and avoiding. So now sometimes this person came up with being sick. And then when they had a cold, and after they got through with the cold, then they had more inflammation in their body and then became frustrated thinking, oh my gosh, I was never this sick before. I felt really good.
And this isn't working.
And this may not be working. Maybe I should go back to what I was doing. And my answer to that is, you know, to me, when people come in, no matter what it is, if something's off, there's always an answer. Your body has the answer. And sometimes we have to be detectives and figure out what's going on, what's causing that. And that's exactly what I do, is get to the bottom line. But when you're getting sick and things are stirred up, it's like, what are you resisting? What's going on with you that's causing that you have to be sick, that you have to create these symptoms in order to before you can get to optimal health? And that's the first thing you really need to look at. Going back to the way you were and what you were doing, how's that working for you? So if you're resisting, it's going to keep, if you can go backward, but that means you go back to that vibration. You don't change. In order to change, you have to be uncomfortable.
And yeah, nobody likes change.
Right.
And I don't like change. But right. If you don't push yourself.
Well, if you don't get out of the comfort zone, I guarantee you will not change. That's how the universe works.
Yeah, you'll stay stuck. Well, another thing, when I used to work in the office, I would tell a lot of people also, you may get a lot worse before you get better. So it's kind of like a detox. You may get, you know, you may feel really crummy. And that's just getting all that stuff out of your system. And it's not unusual. Other people might not feel crummy, but they'll start to feel better. Well, so,
and it's like a red flag for you to look at, again, to look at your emotions. It's like, why is this happening? Well, whenever you get physical symptoms, and say you get a stiff neck or you get a sore low back, you know, what's that about? Who's irritating you? What's keeping you from being flexible? What's keeping you from moving forward? It's that day-to-day living you have to look at in order to change, move forward. But you could create symptoms overnight if something's going on in your life.
Exactly. And usually if we do that, it's in a way of avoidance. You know, if I'm sick, I won't have to go to that wedding or that class reunion or go have lunch with the girls or whatever it may be. You have a way of, you know, creating those things so you can avoid and not have to face anything.
Well, and the big thing is to remember all those symptoms, The foundation is some emotion. So something's going on in your life that you've created that, and it's unless you look at what it is, it'll keep coming back.
Exactly. And I think my gallbladder issue over the holidays was resentment of Mary Jane saying, tomorrow we're starting to eat clean foods. I was like, what?
I have to create some humor in that house. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's a lot of humor. We have a lot of humor. But that's true. Why are you not wanting to get well? What is it that you're afraid of? What's keeping you sick? Another thing is when I get a cold sometimes, which it happens, I look at it as a positive. I'm clearing out old stuff. It's kind of like I'm changing, getting rid of some excess baggage that I've been holding on to. So I always look at it as a positive thing instead of a negative thing. Although I may get a little cranky at times, but I do try to look at the positive, look at the whole picture I have that.
And I will say, Nancy, you're always working on striving to be better and doing things to improve your vibration and improve who you are and to help you be better. And some of that is energy healing. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the EFT, the emotional freedom technique that's out there that is very popular.
And very powerful. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Think about it, there must be a higher law down in the heart and in stars above. Without it, love is wasted time.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The life you're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes.
Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's SHELLEY.com.
Things look so bad everywhere. And this whole world was fair. We were blind, we tried to see. Falling behind in what could be. Bring me a higher love.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Sorry for the giggles. I was just enjoying Benny was doing some dancing
was
here.
Not. Dancing.
He was just shaking it.
What?
He was shaking it.
It was not me. It was you. Got your mom all choked up over here. That's how bad I was.
It was shaking it, and it was cute. It was cute.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we are talking about what is blocking you from optimal health with Mary Jane Mack, who has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, the beauty of it, you do not have to live in the state of Washington to have an appointment with Mary Jane, as she has hundreds of clients all over the United States, so she can do it over the phone because she is a holistic intuitive.
And we do animals.
And that she does animals. That's my
horses,
favorite.
Horses, dogs, cats.
Cats. That's pretty much it. Horses, dogs, cats. I mean, you've had a few other crazy people bring in like a hamster and stuff, but I think that was mainly for the kids' sake. Not crazy people. You know what I mean. I love all of mom's clients that I've met when I pop into the office. Okay, Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And if you call today, leave a message. They're updating their computer system, so Rhonda is very busy with the computer guy. So hopefully everything's going smoothly there, and she'll have a brand new system, and Rhonda will call you on Monday. If you'd like more information about Mary Jane, you can visit her webpage at maryjanemack.com. Also lists all of her past archive radio shows. So lots of information there. That's maryjanemack.com. And she also has a fan page on Facebook. It's just Mary Jane Mack. I go on there and look at that too. And I'd like to thank everybody for your wonderful comments and suggestions. We do look at them. Sometimes I will respond, sometimes Mary Jane responds, so we thank you all for all your brilliant comments.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Okay, Mary Jane, I've talked enough. I know it's your show.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
So let's get back to, you know, you're doing the physical, you're doing all the work, you think you're...
we're talking about emotional.
Yeah, you're doing all the right things, but you're still not getting the results. You're stuck. And that is because there's an emotion underneath driving it that you're not looking at, or maybe not even being aware of it.
Or you know, maybe you don't want to look at it.
Absolutely. A good book to get is Louise Hay, How to Heal Your Life. And it's a wonderful book because it tells about all these physical ailments and how it affects your body.
I like
so it just gives you an idea.
I like the other one, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die.
Yeah.
That also has the glossary of, like, if your jaw hurts, it'll give a list of
yeah, and that's perfect because
emotions.
Exactly. Even though you think, you know, you have all these things happen and you bury them, they're still there. So when someone comes to me, I'm able to identify exactly what it is. Again, through the muscle testing, I'm able to ask the body, when did it happen? What was it? Who was it? I can pinpoint the time, the month. And then you figure it out, and it'll usually pops right in exactly what it is, and that starts your healing. And because some people have no idea that could cause what happened to them is what's causing this issue today.
And again, it could be big or it could be small.
It could be somebody died, passed away, or something happened and broke your heart. And then several years down the road, you can create cancer or other major diseases because you have a broken heart and it's been in low gear, and that emotion has overpowered everything, And now you're just so sad, you can't get above it. So we're, again, those are all things I look at and can identify. And there's a technique called emotional freedom technique. You could look that up online. There's lots of information. And there's a lot of videos on Dr. Mercola's website and on the emotional freedom technique website that are free short videos how to do that technique. So it's something that's available to you that you could see, and it's very, very effective. There are people around the area, everywhere, that teach you or do that technique. So, and it's a tapping. You've probably heard of it. It's the tapping technique. And so that's another way of helping you deal with these emotions that's really pretty simple and very, very effective.
That's what I like. I like it quick, easy, and effective. I don't want to drag it out.
No.
I don't want to keep dragging it out month after month, year after year. It's like, let's just identify it, do our best to do the work, release it, and move on. Because we all, it's like your emotions are like peeling the layers of the onion. Just because that one's gone doesn't mean something else isn't going to pop up. But it doesn't have to affect you or your physical body.
When it affects your physical body, you know it's a big deal.
Yeah, you've been stuffing. Yeah. Stuffing and not really paying attention for a long period of time. Okay, I've talked a lot more. All right, it's Mary Jane's turn now.
So that's the big thing. So when you get to a point where you're not doing well, things aren't working, you say this program's not working for me, there's so much more to it. You have to look at what exactly are you doing? What exactly are you avoiding? Why don't you want to be successful? What's keeping you stuck? And when you're able to undo that with like the emotional freedom technique, you could move forward and be the best you can be. And today, that's what it's all about, is raising your vibration with everything you do. And the more you raise your vibration, then you create you're stronger at creating your own reality.
Yes. And my favorite thing, you get what you think about. So you always have to try and, my favorite thing is be in the moment. So if something comes up that may have happened to you in the past or something was negative, you can just acknowledge and say, yep, that's interesting, but that's not now. You know, you just kind of acknowledge it. Well, that's an interesting thought. That happened, but this is what I want. So replace that with what you want instead of, oh, my God, that happened. I'm devastated.
Exactly. And don't own your disease or problem. People
or
will say, my high blood pressure, my disease, my autoimmune, they own it. And every time you say that, that goes deep into your, down deep into your system. And then it takes longer and longer to get rid of it. So you want to change your self-talk and don't talk about having something that you don't want. You refer to yourself with everything that you do want. I am healthy. I am moving forward. I have low blood pressure, no matter what it is.
I am letting go of my resentment. I am happy.
And the more you do that and change that and don't talk about it to everybody, when you talk about it, then it just goes deeper, and there you are into your subconscious.
And then it gets bigger.
Yeah.
The more you talk about negative stuff or illnesses, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And another little tip with the emotional part, if you're having an issue with somebody and something happened because of a friend or a relative, write them a letter, whether they're here or gone, passed away. Write them a letter, and every day, and really pour out how you feel. And every day you read the letter and add to it if you need for 3 days, and the fourth day you burn it. That's like getting all that energy and emotion out, so then you could think about it at a whole different level. And then if it stirs up again, you do another letter. It's very, very effective and healing.
Quick and easy. So let me give out Mary Jane's contact information one more time. The office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And again, Rhonda's busy with the computer guy, getting a whole brand new system. So she will return your call on Monday. And again, you don't have to live in Washington State to have an appointment with Mary Jane. The other thing you can do is visit her website at MaryJaneMack.com and go and like her fan page on Facebook at MaryJaneMack. All right, final words.
It's all about you taking responsibility to move forward and to be the best you could be. The big thing is don't give up. There's never a time to give up because there's always an answer. And just keep looking for that answer. And your bottom line is you know intuitively that that's true. So trust your intuition.
Exactly. So there is hope. Never give up. I'd like to thank everybody for listening today. And I'd also like to give a big shout out to the Seattle Seahawks. Thank you for such a thrilling, exciting season. Proud to be a 12. I know our whole family is proud to be a 12. And I can't wait until next year. So go Hawks. And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month.